When your transmission acts up, you need to have that problem taken care of as soon as possible. Let it go too long and you could have a major, costly repair. Reliable Transmission can take care of that problem for you. They work on them all, both American and foreign transmissions. Reliable will be more than glad to give you a free estimate on minor repairs, major overhauls, or total transmission replacement. Reliable Transmission is at 641 East Grand. Their phone number is 623-1751. Yes, they are reliable.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. Nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
That's Bobby Gentry, the old Billy Joe. Dropped it up.
Dairy, KBHS, Hot Springs.
Some new Tanya and Delbert McClinton music on AM 590 with Jim and Joe. It's Thursday morning. Bart's on tonight.
disappeared. When you were ready to say I do, somebody lowered the boom on you, and now you need a sympathetic ear. So baby, tell me about it. Tell me about teardrops in the dark. Tell me about it. Tell me all about your broken heart. You say you need someone to hold you tight. You can't stand another lonely night. Well, come closer and tell me about it.
Love is not always true. It hurts sometimes.
Come here, honey, and whisper in my ear. Got my truck right by my side. He got the squeakiest little speaking voice of anybody I've ever heard.
Hi, everybody. My name's Glenn Campbell.
Then he starts singing, and boy, it all comes out so smooth and beautiful. Oh, I know. It was a very popular show.
Yeah, that's where I first saw Bobby Gentry.
You know, I got the only time in my entire life I've ever sat on the front row of a concert was for a Glenn Campbell, Jerry Reed concert back in the mid-60s.
Oh, I like Jerry Reed.
Down in San Antonio. Reed was great that night.
Yeah, I like
right
that.
On the front row. I don't know how I lucked off and I got front row seats.
You probably paid somebody or...
Old boy by the name of Arthur Gay, he's the longest living heart transplant recipient, died of cancer yesterday. He'd had the transplanted heart for 20 years.
You didn't think about them doing them back then.
No. His death had absolutely nothing to do with the heart. Mm-hmm. He got cancer and died. But yeah, worked for 20 years.
Bless his heart. No, he had 20 years he wouldn't have had.
Yep, sure
did. That's one way of looking at it.
It's 12 before 7.
You know, in California, they're really going on this no-smoking thing, really hot and heavy.
Yeah, even in, department stores and cafes and no place but, bars, I think.
Yeah, I think that bars is going to be the only place you can smoke.
You watch it. Another 5 years, we'll have smoking police that'll be out looking for people that light up. You'll be busted and thrown in prison. Probably your wife and kids will have to go to jail, too. And they'll confiscate all your stuff.
In L.A., in the jails, they've got a smoking ban at county jails.
Yeah, listen to this. Unbelievable.
It's created a black market, and they said the cost of a pack of cigarettes is $200.
For one package.
And if you want to buy a carton of cigarettes, you can pay as much as $2,000. And so 15 employees have been fired for smuggling in cigarettes to the employees and selling them.
That is wanting to smoke a cigarette bad, isn't it?
Yeah, man, I got $2,000. Why don't you run down and get me a carton?
I want to know where the prisoners get that kind of money.
I'd be out there smuggling them in at $2,000
a carton. Yeah, but where do the prisoners get the money?
I don't know. Probably selling dope to the guards.
Okay, but then you have to say, all right, where's the prisoners getting the dope to sell?
Mama's probably bringing it. I don't have any idea of those, any answer to those questions.
I thought when you were in jail, it was supposed to be you were in jail, cut off from society.
Yeah.
Well, that, I'd like to know where they get the money if they can afford to pay so, that much for a pack of cigarettes.
That's just like anything else. When it's illegal, the price goes out of the sea, out of sight, and people that normally wouldn't participate in an illegal activity like that, the temptation of big bucks are too much.
You're right.
There's too many things illegal.
Yeah, 15 employees, like I said, have been fired because that's just too much of a temptation. Well, hey, man,
honest truth, wouldn't you be tempted if you could go down to the store and buy a carton of cigarettes for $20 and take them down and sell them for $2,000? Wouldn't you be tempted to do that?
Yeah, I would. Anybody, and I'm an honest person.
Anybody but a fool wouldn't be tempted. And you'd have to, if you say it any otherwise, you're lying to yourself and me too.
Okay, I don't understand where a prisoner can get $2,000, get his hands on $2,000.
I don't have any.
If he can have that kind of money, why can't they make them pay their victims?
Won't you call up that jail and ask them about it?
Well, if a prisoner can afford to pay $2,000 for a carton of cigarettes, I think he could afford to pay $2,000 to the family of somebody that they've murdered.
Well, he probably could if he wanted to. But
well, I think they ought to make them. They make it just too darn easy. And do you know the repeat offenders? More than 80% of all state prison inmates in 1991 have been in jail or on probation before.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
75% had been jailed before. 24% had been on probation before. And 1% had been in for just a minor offense.
Once you get that bad seed, you're not going to straighten them up. You can put them in jail. I would think the rehabilitation rate would be almost zero. Once a crook, always a crook.
Well, and they claim that if it's a minor offense that you go in jail for, that you come out a hardened criminal.
It's in their genes. It's not something, well, it can be learned, but I think a person's either going to be a crook or a killer or not.
Well, I think a lot of the minor offenses, like if a 17 or 18-year-old kid gets caught with a marijuana joint, and they say, well, we're going to send him to prison, they put him in there with people who are hardened murderers, rapists, and he comes out hating society.
Looks like the judicial system says, we're going to teach him a lesson, by golly. Right. We got him for a minor infraction. Let's put him in there with some killers. We'll show him.
So I think that's where these closing of the bases would be a good place. It could be as a, for minor offenses.
That will never happen.
Where they can put him on a work program.
That will never happen because it makes way too much sense.
Well, these guys that are in there for minor offenses like that, non-violent offenses, they could put them out there and they could do the road work that the state has to do, all this paving and stuff. Put them on a chain gang. Let them go out there and work for their keep at the bases so they're not having to be put in prison.
You go and sit in court and you watch all the proceedings coming up, anything from criminal mischief to beating up on somebody at a bar or whatever. The judge talks to him about it and says he sets their fine and lets them go. I think our whole system is based on, okay, you did something real bad, but we're going to let you go if you'll give us some money.
It's
exactly what it is. You got enough money, you can get out of anything just about.
Yeah, it makes you wonder with that businessman in Little Rock that was allegedly shot this other guy. They were the only two in the office. His employee had worked for him at his apartment building.
Yeah, that was really amazing. He got out that night, didn't even have to go behind bars, did he?
Yeah, it was just two of them in the office. They heard the gunshot. He came out, said, call 911. They called 911, and then he called the police, and he sat there and waited for the police. They arrested him, took him down, booked him for murder, and he was released on his own recognizance that night.
I wonder if that would have happened the same way if it had been you or I in the situation.
Oh, they'd have thrown me away and locked me up.
Sure they would have. Money talks and BS walks. 6 minutes before 7 o'clock, talking about Little Rock, owners of Little Rock homes and apartments and businesses. They've got graffiti all over them. They've been given 30 days to get their graffiti off, or the city will come out and get it off and charge them for it, I guess. Graffiti is a big problem in Little Rock. Every time you see a picture of any place in Little Rock, graffiti's all over the place. So far, we here in Hot Springs have been very fortunate. I don't remember seeing hardly any at all here. Maybe we remove it.
On the side of that one restaurant.
Or maybe the kids here in Hot Springs have a little more sense than most kids elsewhere.
On the side of that one restaurant, we saw people.
Yeah, you're right, a little bit.
But that's been about the only one.
I think it's one of the most horrible-looking things I've ever seen in my life.
Well, if they'd paint pretty pictures, it wouldn't be so bad. It's just those ugly words.
Gangs are so proud of it. That shows how stupid they are.
If you're dreaming of luxury at a moderate price,
time leaving, but I want to be a long time gone. A minute before 7 o'clock on 590 AM, thieves made off with some unusual bounty late Monday, or maybe early Tuesday. They stole a three-week-old rhea, which is an ostrich-like bird from South America. The bird and a three-day-old baby deer were taken from inside a fenced area at the alligator farm up on Whittington. The owner of the farm said that the thieves apparently climbed over the fence and removed a small animals from a small cage, and they also even carried off a little carrying pen that was there at the site. What else about that? Oh, if you you have any information, of course, please call the sheriff's department or the police department on it. Well, it's got to take a low person. Got to take a low person to do that, doesn't it?
Well, why would they steal baby stuff?
Oh,
no,
who knows?
They need special care.
Probably because it wasn't nailed down. Some people will steal anything.
Well, do people not realize that a baby deer cannot drink regular milk?
Oh, they don't have any idea about that. They're too ignorant.
Well, we don't know. We don't know who did
it. Probably. Well,
but the thing is, if you did steal that baby deer and you're planning on raising it, You better know what you're doing, because a baby deer cannot drink regular milk. You need to get it on special milk, goat's milk or something, because a regular cow's milk will give it diarrhea and it will die.
Much too rich for it.
Yes, it will die. And I have no idea what a baby rhea would eat.
Good Lord, no.
But y'all better know if you stole it.
Bunch of punks.
If you're going to steal baby animals, you got to know how to take care of them.
20% chance of showers in the forecast. It's 66 degrees outside this morning. We're Jim and Joe on KBHS. I'll have John T. Hall this morning with his fishing program at 7:30 and Tradio at 10. Gave old George Donnelly a shot at Tradio yesterday.
Did he enjoy it?
I believe. Well, he said he wanted to come back and do it every day. And I'm fighting him over it, but him being the boss, he may went out and get to do it.
No. Is anybody else bothered with mosquitoes?
Of course they are.
I have got mosquito bites all over.
You're not supposed to be scratching like that in public, Joe.
Well, it's right on my ankle, and that's a horrible place to have one. Well, but I did see a thing on mosquitoes that if you are bothered real bad with mosquitoes, that if you need to drain all standing water, even sometimes water will gather in old hollow trees, and they said drain that water out and fill it up with sand. Because any standing water, those mosquitoes are going to breed in.
Old tires are a bad breeding
place.
What do you have to do to get the city to come out and take away some tires? Where we live, right across the street from our house, there's a stack of about 20 or 25 tires that have been there since last October.
But there's 100.
Oh, it looks horrible and nasty. You know the garbage people, when they go by, are bound to notice it. Aren't they the ones that carry out stuff like that? I know you have to make a special request to have junk like that hauled away, but it looks like they'd take it on themselves to report it back when they got back to their superiors that there's some tires along the side of the street that have been there about 6 months now.
Yeah, I don't know about here, but I know in Texas you can't dump tires or batteries or anything like that at a landfill. So, you know, at your county dump or anything.
And that street's starting to look like a garbage dump. Some people in the house next to us did a little remodeling. Took all the stuff, all the old carpet and cabinets and stuff like that, threw it right out on the side of the street.
Well, they thought the trash man would pick it up.
And left to go back out of state. Now, they won't be back probably for 6 months, and that stuff will just sit out there. No wonder the city's going to hell. The city doesn't take care of keeping the streets clean like that. It looks filthy.
Well, it's an old couch and stuff, and I guess it's too much for the garbage men to pick up, I guess.
They're so worried about the downtown historical district that they're letting the rest of the city just flat go to hell. But long as we keep the downtown area and get us a bunch of statues with deer and people holding pots on their head, boy, isn't this going to be a great town to live in?
Well,
yeah, downtown.
They're not worried about people living here. They're worried about the tourists.
Yeah, wanting that almighty dollar.
Yeah.
You've got the downtown area looking good, city officials. Clean up the rest of this junk around here. Looks horrible.
Yeah, tell them.
Looks like a third world country out there, for crying out loud.
This is the Mighty 590.
Here's Yearwood. Little baby's living over on the wrong side of Memphis. Wonder if it looks anything like the wrong side of every other town in the world. I know. Settle down, you old coot. Don't let the little things upset you. Worry about big stuff.
You know, they're always talking about ways to prevent cancer and things, and they came out saying, you know, to avoid colon cancer, that eat lots of broccoli and vegetables and things.
Mm-hmm.
They found that people who ate the most fruits and vegetables are one-third less likely to have polyps than those who ate less than that.
Give me an order of polyps, please.
But now they've found that you can eat all the vegetables you want, and if you drink a couple beers a day,
now,
it could offset all the vegetables you're eating.
You mean it's detrimental to it?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
I thought you said it was good.
It says it seems to destroy the benefit of eating fruits and vegetables.
Well, what if you just drink beer and nothing else? Would that be
all
right?
Well, they call it a few brews, so I think that's pretty much taking in alcohol.
What if you just eliminated vegetables and drank nothing but beer? Would that be okay?
Well, you'd probably die happy, but very quickly.
I don't know. Who can be happy with a hangover? Of course, if you don't quit drinking, you don't have to worry about a hangover.
I don't see how people can do that. How can people drink and drink and drink and drink and drink? I've never been one back. I don't drink now, but I never was even when I was younger. And, you know, you'd go out and tie one on. The hair of the dog gets you going again. I couldn't look that dog in the eye, boy. I don't want any of that stuff.
Oh, there's nothing any worse than that, is there?
Ugh.